So we've got a range of trials on at the moment, some out with primary industries and NT government out at Coastal Plains Research Station, where we're looking at bulking up seed of some of the native species from the floodplains near windows on the wetlands. And we've also got trials here at CDU where we're bulking up seed of a third species which grows down south of Katherine. It's an endemic species only found in Australia, and that's Oryza australiensis, and so we're bulking that up here. And we've also got a number of student trials too. So we've got a student trial, for example, looking at the floodplain species where we're optimising the fertiliser and the pot sizes that we're growing it in for future trials.
I'll ask you more about the varieties in a moment, but tell us more about the trial out at Coastal Plains, because we're in the lab today. Tell us about what's happening at Coastal Plains, what it looks like, what you're doing.
So out at Coastal Plains, an initial issue that we've got is getting enough seed for future trials. So this year, in April, May, we were able to go out to the Beatrice Hill Research Farm. We were collecting sort of seed from there and also in the local area. But we really need more seed than what we were able to collect from those plants growing in the wild. So we planted out the seed at the Coastal Plains Research Station. They've got a shade house there. So we've got tanks where we've got pots sitting in those tanks, and we've got the two local floodplain species that have been growing in pots there. Some of them we've kept flooded, others we've got under sprinkle irrigated conditions so that we can see the effect of two different irrigation treatments. We can compare the two species in terms of their growth. And we've also got some of the normal commercial rice that you go and get in the shop, just there as a comparison as well.
How are they performing?
Really good. So we've got some good growth off them, and we've already harvested the seed off most of the plants out there now so that we can use that for future trial work.
Have you got yield results?
We don't have yield results at this stage. But with, yes, our current experiments that we've got going, we've been collecting the grains. So we've been being very tedious and sort of putting bags around individual sort of inflorescences, and so that when the grain sort of falls out, then it's all contained and collected. And, yes, we've started counting the amounts of grain per inflorescence and per plant. And we'll do that for different sort of pot sizes, for different fertiliser treatments, so that we can sort of optimise those treatments for the amount of grain that's produced.
So this year, a big part of it is bulking up the seed that you have access to. What does next year look like for this project, Sean?
So we've got a whole lot of aspects that we've got to consider. So how do we establish the plants most effectively? Do we do it from seed, or do we do it from transplanted seedlings? What sort of soil types do they like to grow in best? Exactly how much fertiliser do we need to put on them? What organic options are there for fertiliser application? What sort of pests and diseases are going to affect them, and how can we most effectively manage that? What sort of planting density do we use? Do we need to flood irrigate them, or are they happy with just being sort of sprinkler irrigated? So lots and lots of questions that we're starting to investigate so that we can come up with a nice concrete sort of set of protocols for growing it commercially, so that then when we give those protocols to a commercial producer, they can have confidence that this is how they can deal with the problems, and this is how they're going to get their best results.
Will you be doing any plantings out in the field, or at the moment is it all getting done in shade houses?
At this stage, it's in shade houses, but during the course of this project, we'll definitely have field plantings, and we're actually looking at some commercial pilot studies as a result over the next 4 years as well.
There's a lot of commercial interest in what you're doing here, including from the Myera Group in Canada. What can you tell us about that company?
So Myera in Canada have got a lot of experience with Canadian native rice. So they actually grow Canadian native rice, and they do it in conjunction with aquaculture. And so they've got some quite high-tech experience with combining sort of aquaculture with the fish using the ponds.
Yeah. And as in like aquaponics?
As in, yes, aquaponics, sort of tanks there. And the rice gets rid of the waste so that way it's environmentally sort of friendly. So, having that sort of combination potentially in the future of sort of barramundi and wild rice, could be the way to go.
Sounds awesome. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the Country Hour, and we're at Charles Darwin University speaking to Dr. Sean Bellairs. We're talking rice, native rice from the Northern Territory, and the plan is to commercialise it. We're here at one of the labs at CDU, surrounded by all kinds of cool things, including the plants in question. Which one is the one that's, as you said, it is endemic to the Catherine region?
So south of Catherine, we get this species of native rice, and this native rice, Oryza australiensis, only occurs in Australia. And it's, as well as being endemic to Australia, it's got some really interesting sort of starch properties, for example. And we don't know much about it, other than some of the grain testing that's been carried out elsewhere. But during the course of this project, we'll be looking at its agronomy as well. And our colleagues over at Queensland University of Technology are going to investigate sort of more about its grain quality properties.
Is there much of a difference between this one compared to the varieties that are found around the windows on the wetlands?
So with this one, its inflorescence or the flowers are slightly different, and it's got a sort of broader grain, and perhaps not quite as many grains in the head, whereas our ones from windows on the wetland and the Adelaide River floodplain, and they have got a sort of long, slender sort of red grain, which we reckon looks really attractive and sort of has got a nice sort of smoky, nutty taste when we try it. And they produce sort of quite a lot of grain, and with a bit of fertiliser, they produce quite sort of lush plants as well.
For a commercial grower, why would I look at a native grain like this instead of going for the more traditional varieties that we see in supermarkets?
Well, with this one, we're looking at its cultural significance, its significance to Indigenous Australians. And so it's been growing in the floodplains of the Kakadu National Park, the Adelaide River, for millennia, and it's been used as a traditional food. And so we really want to promote it through its cultural significance and as a sort of boutique food with that cultural sort of tradition attached to it. So we're not looking at it to replace the rice on your supermarket. Yeah. Rather, we want it as a high-value boutique rice, similar to the Canadian rice that's harvested by Indigenous people in Canada.
You've been working on this project for so long, Sean. What does it mean to you to see plants like this one out in shade houses?
Oh, it's just absolutely, fantastic that now we've got the sort of funding over a long enough period that we can really sort of see this through to fruition, and really with our sort of partners, including Puddical Aboriginal Cultural Tours, who are going to be growing it on their land. So it's really great to be able to, over the next 4 years, overcome the agronomic sort of issues, to come up with protocols that we can say, look, this is how you grow it commercially, and to actually see some commercial pilot trials going ahead.